What we've been struggling with for millennia is the principle of obedience. Recall that in our May 3rd, 2015 show, we said that capitalism is done. Power ain't. Can we please start talking about power? And we said that Marx didn't devote enough time to this issue of obedience, that you cannot have the accumulation of the entire resources of the planet into the tiny few's hands unless you've had prior to this the broad imposition of the habit of obedience. And Marx didn't have time to get to this, so we have to finish that work, right? We have to talk about the other side of our twin dilemma, the fact that we have internalized this mess. What I didn't know 2 years ago is that Proudhon, Marx's contemporary, had figured it out. Quote from Proudhon, "Man, naturally a sociable being, naturally follows a chief. Originally, the chief is the father, the patriarch, the elder. In other words, the good and wise man whose functions, consequently, are exclusively of a reflective and intellectual nature. The human race, like all other races of sociable animals, has its instincts, its innate faculties, its general ideas, and its categories of sentiment and reason. Its chiefs, legislators, or kings have devised nothing, supposed nothing, imagined nothing. They've only guided society by their accumulated experience, always, however, in conformity with opinions and beliefs. Those philosophers who, carrying into morals and into history their gloomy and factious, which means tending to factions, whims, affirm that the human race had originally neither chiefs nor kings, know nothing of the nature of man. Royalty and absolute royalty is, as truly and more truly than democracy, a primitive form of government. Perceiving that in the remotest ages, crowns and kingships were worn by heroes, brigands, and knight-errants, they confound the two things, royalty and despotism. As soon as the strongest, in the comparison of merits, was decided to be the best, the oldest had to abandon his position, and royalty became despotic. The more ignorant man is, the more obedient he is, and the more absolute in his confidence in his guide. But it being a law of man's nature to conform to rule, and we're going to be talking about this, is a very dense and I found challenging paragraph, this one. But it being a law of man's nature to conform to rule, that is, to discover it by his powers of reflection and reason, man reasons upon the commands of his chiefs. Now, such reasoning as that is a protest against authority, a beginning of disobedience. At the moment that man inquires into the motives which govern the will of his sovereign, at that moment, man revolts. If he obeys no longer because the king demonstrates the wisdom of his commands, it may be said that henceforth he will recognize no authority, and that he has become his own king. Unhappy he who shall dare to command him, and shall offer as his authority only the vote of the majority, for sooner or later the minority will become the majority, and this imprudent despot will be overthrown and all his laws annihilated, unquote. And that's jumping ahead, but I found that so incisive and needed for where we are in this moment that I brought it forward. But we're going to be getting to that quote from Proudhon and talking about it at greater length. He concludes by saying, in proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority diminishes. That is a fact to which all history bears witness. Once we start to think authentically to do which requires our possession of the right story, the truth, what really happened and is really happening in the constructed reality of class to which the state attempts to attach us. Once we start to think authentically, then it's game over for power, except, as I'll be pointing out in our reading of Proudhon when we get to this section, in proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority, and when he says royal authority, democracy is included in that, and the statesmen of democracy are included in this royal authority, which means the authority of man over man. In proportion as society becomes enlightened, royal authority diminishes, and the Plato's tribesmen decide, it's time to make the canvas clean. Are you hearing me, my sisters and brothers? Power has, of course, figured this out and has had time to process Proudhon. We, on the other hand, haven't been allowed to read him. But I'm sure they have. I'm sure that the power sympathizers have processed Proudhon and de Tocqueville both, although de Tocqueville has an opposing allegiance to Proudhon's, has an opposing allegiance to Proudhon's and ours on this point. This point being the continuousness of the growth of our understanding. So the global state statesmen have figured out that once we start to think outside the thoughts they give us, remember Prince's song, artificial cage, thought by thought, my teachers taught, right? They teach us thought by thought to stay in that artificial cage. That's just the truth. Power knows this, that once we start to think outside the thoughts they give us, their days are numbered. Their pattern since the French Revolution has been to orchestrate catastrophic events in response to the development of our independent thought process. But now that we know this too, are we going to continue to just let it happen? Whatever it is they decide to do, to divide, dismantle, devastate, and confuse us,